Yoreh u'Malkosh. Yoreh is generally speaking in Mar Cheshvan, and Malkosh is that last bit of rain that we have in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan that I'm operating at a disadvantage here. The disadvantage being that I don't have great experience on the farm. So, but that last little bit of rain, you know, is the Gishmei Bracha that helped get us over the top. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Yoresh Amores Abrios, when it starts raining in Mar Cheshvan, everybody knows, you gotta start pulling down the hatch. La'tiach ginoseyen, la'achnes es peroseyen, la'asos kol tzarkeyen. Right, so the Rashi says, shelo yitfu ha'gishamim babayis, right, to call the gutter from the gutter man to winterize the sprinklers and make sure that the rains are not going to come in. Okay. Davaracher shemarves ha'aretz u'mashka tahom, shenemar talmea rovei nachas gedudea berivivim timogagna tzimcha tivarech. Davaracher yoresh yored benachas ve'eno yored bezaf. Oh, I know, maybe Yoreh la Shemesher es haperos u'mashtif es hazroim u'mashtif es haylanos talmud lover malkosh. Ma'malkosh lebracha af Yoreh lebracha. So we should assume that it's for purposes of bracha. So, eno ala malkosh ma'pil es abatim u'mishaber es haylanos u'mala es haskoim. So the kind of a locust talmud lover Yoreh, ma'yoreh lebracha af malkosh lebracha. Ve'yoreh gufe minolan dechsev u'nei tzion gilu v'simchu v'ashem elokeichem. Kinasa lachem es ha-morel le tzedakah. Tzedakah is obviously a positive thing. V'yored lachem geshem, mora u'malkosh barishon. So that was the pasuk that we darshan, that it happened once in human history, that all the rains came in Nisan that we spoke about, and that's how they had that year. The Karban Omer was brought from 11 days worth of growth. Tanu Rabbanan, yored v'mar cheshven u'malkosh b'nisan. Atomer, yored v'mar cheshven u'malkosh b'nisan. Oh, and Allah Yoreh b'Tishrei Malkosh b'Iyar Tamad Omer b'Ito. No, it'll happen at the right time. So Malkosh Amir Rav Nehiloi Bar Idi Amir Shmuel Davar Shamal Kashusan Shal Yisrael. That the rains or the lack thereof will burn am k'she'orif, but they'll soften us. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana Davar Shememale Tavua b'Kasheha. This is really the pshat that Malkosh is, that it's the Davar HaMemale, it's like the Makeh B'Patish, it's those last drops of rain that allow the Tvua that reach like its maximal growth. So the way that I like to think of it, just to give you a mashal, and you fill up a car with gasoline, so you top it off, it's the last little thing. So you top it off to make sure that you have the maximum amount of fuel. So that's the way that I understand what the Malkosh does. We'll have to bring in the farmers to talk about how important those last rains are to allow the crops to achieve their full growth. But that's the Davar Shememali Tvua B'Kasha. That's what the Dvei Rabbi Shmuel was getting at. B'Masnisa Tana Davar Sheyored Al Melilos V'Alakashin. That you already have the grain products are actually already there. So Tana Rabbanan Yored B'Mer Cheshvan Malkosh V'Nisa Atam Yored B'Mer Cheshvan Al Lebechodesh Kislei Tamad Omer B'Ito. Yoreh u'malkosh, ma'malkosh b'ito, af yoreh b'ito. So it has to be exactly in the right time. So tani yidach yoreh v'marcheshon u'malkosh v'nisan d'ir Rav Meir. V'chachamim omrim yoreh v'kislev. So man chachamim Rav Chista Rav Yossi. It's actually the shita Rav Yossi. The tanya izeli b'vir rishona ha-bechira b'shloshe b'marcheshon. That comes on the third of cheshon. Be'nonis b'shivabo. Afela, the last of the, they're all considered yoreh. Tlasa Ninhu Yoreh, Rashi says, they're all considered the first rains. So the Afela is B'Shivasar Bo Devi Rav Meir. So Yehuda Omer, no. So he says, B'Shiva, that's the first. Uve Yudzayin, in the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, B'Esrim, B'Shlosha, the 23rd. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, so he has a frame shift in the other direction. 1 week later, B'Shivasar, B'Esrim, B'Shlosha, B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So that's actually three times. So Rabbi Yossi Omer and Yechidim Mizanim Ad Sheyagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So Rabbi Yossi would say that the Yechidim, the Chasidim, the pious ones, forget about the Tainus Alatzibor, but the Yechidim would already be the ones who are most concerned. So they would start fasting. So you only start fasting when the initial rains are all missed. So how do you know the initial rains are all missed? So Rosh Chodesh Kislev has to come. Because the last of the initial three rains, you have 17, 23, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So Rav Chisda halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is exactly like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi. That's the Gemara Neirivin and Daf Mem Vav. You always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So we actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So even the Yechidim aren't going to be misana until that time. So Amen Mar Masne Lohadar Rav Chisda Bahalishna Bishloshim Rechashan Sholin Asag Yishamim. That's when you can start saying we're saying Talumato Levracha. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Beshiva Bo Amar Rav Chisda Lach Rav Gamliel. That's how we paskin. We want to give 2 weeks to the Olei Regalim. If they rain 7 days in a row, Zacharza, Atamona Bahen Raviyah Rishonu Ushiniya Ushalishis, Kiman Kirabiosi. Right, because Rabiosi had 17 to 23, so that's 7 days, and then 23 to Rosh Chodesh. So the Rishonim say, well, 23 to Rosh Chodesh, that would have to be 8 days if you're dealing with a Mole. So it could be that it's dealing with a chaser, or it could be that it started raining, let's say, the middle of the 23rd day, and then you'd have me'es la'es, you could get to Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Chisda Lacha K'Rabbi Yossi. So Bishlam Rav Yerishona Lishol, that's the Nafkamina, Shlishis Lehisanos. We already said that's when the Yechidim are going to start to have a tainus. Shnilam, what's the halacha that this is the second time of rains? Is this just for the farmer's almanac? So Amar Rav Zeira L'Nedarim, Ditznan, Hanoder Ad HaGishamim. The Bach says, Ad sheyiyu geshamim, is that is Ad sheteired revia shniyah. So you say, I'm not going to do something until the geshamim, I'm not going to go to the Yankee games till the geshamim start. So that means the geshamim, that's the yirida shniyah. So that's the machlokas. Do you think that that's on the 7th or the 17th or the 23rd? So the Rashi points out, the klal gadol nedarim is the nedarim was always hakol holi chachar lashon b'nei adam. When people say Geshamim, what they mean is not the first rain, they mean the second rain. Could be because it's Belashon Rabin, but whatever it is, that's what people mean. So that's L'Indian Nidarim. Rezvid Amar L'Zaysim. Dithnan, Me'im Asai Kaladim Mutarim B'lachat Shechachal V'Peya. So of course, let's go to the Aniyim. There's a Halachos of Matanos Aniyim. So how, if that's Geneva, how could a person take from that? So you once you have a Hesech Hadas, the Aniyim aren't interested anymore, so then it's considered Hefker. So Misha Yochu Ani Moshos, we'll get what that means. Beperativa Olulos, Misha Yochu Aniyim Bekerem, V'yavou. So that's when they start to go in the Kerem, and then they have somebody follow them up. Kilomer Shalaktu V'chazru Bo Pam Shnia. So they went through it again. V'hashta Miskli Da'atayu Aniyim. Rashi says, it's a Hesech Hadas. The Aniyim don't believe, once people have been through there twice, that they're going to find anything there. Bezesim, right, just because they're Aniyim doesn't mean they're stupid. Sometimes people think people are poor because they're it's just the opposite. They have to be very smart to survive. So they realize that they're not going to be able to find anything if people have been there and they've gone back again. Bezesim, this is Nafkamina, Mishetered Revi Ashniyah. So there, the Zaysim, once you've had that second rain, so the Zaysim are likely not going to have survived. There's not going to be nothing left. So that's when anybody who wants to could go and check, because it's generally considered to be a Hesech Hadas of the Aniyim. So getting back to just the Lekat Shechan Peira, what are these Nimoshos? So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Sabe the Asli Asigra. So the elderly people, they would go with a walking stick, so they're going very slowly. Tosu says shaholchem b'makos v'nishanim alayim, right? So that since they go very slowly, that they're able to be me'ayin tfei. Rashi says they really look very carefully to see if there's anything left. So Reish Lakish amar likuti bata likute. That nimoshos really means that the aniyim who went through the first time set it up in such a way that they're not letting anything slip through the cracks. So Rashi gives a very, I think, a very poignant and a very sad image. Ani molech b'no acharav, shemikan ve'elach poskin shani milokot. So that the father brings his son with him, and they go in the fields, they collect in such a way, so the son is there in case his father misses anything. That's very sad. Shalom nida. Rav Papa amar kidei lahalech b'shvilei ha'rishos. Damar mar mehalchim koladam b'shvilei ha'rishos. So there is a Gemara in Merubah where the Gemara says that Yoshua made takanos for all of Eretz Yisrael. You have him in Bava Basra also. So one of the takanos that Yoshua ben Nun made is that even though there is such a thing as private property in Halacha, that if it wasn't going to adversely affect agriculture, you can't trample people's crops. It's funny, it happened to me today. I was helping my daughter, she's learning how to ride a bicycle. She's on the sidewalk, and I was a little bit on somebody's grass. She said, "Daddy, you have to get off their grass. It's not our property. It's not our property." So that's one of the benefits of the virus, is that she's very sensitive to that because of the virus, but it's also sensitized her to private property. So you're right, I'm not allowed to be on their grass. So there's a Tanai that's built into the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael that if it's not going to impact somebody's crops adversely, that there is a heter to use kitzurei derech through the sados. But that's only if it's not good adversity. So how do you know? So that's mishayere, the geshem shnia. So at that point, it's understood that it's not going to be kasha for the tuos. Okay, so Rav Papa, mekadeh lahalach b'shvili ha-rishos. Now remar, mehalchen kaladam b'shvili ha-rishos ad she-tered revia shnia. When that time comes, when you have the Revia Shnia that comes along, so that's already a time when the ground becomes more sensitive. Rashi explains, Shemikan ve'elach gadla atua v'kasha ladisha saregel demamar perik miruba bitnaim shehisne Yoshua mahalchen b'shvile harishos. Okay. So that was another theory as to why we needed to know whether Revia Shnia is a three-way machoke satanayim again, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi. Is it the 7th? Is it the 17th? Is it the 23rd? Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Levar Peirus Shavias. That not a Masai Nenin V'Sarfin B'Tevin V'Kashel Shavias. You could use it for fuel. Ad Shetereid Revia Shnia. So my time in Dachsev Elivhem Tachavel Achaya Asher Be'Artzecha. This is what we call this man. Biyar Kol Zman Shechayu Cheles Besade Yachal Avim Tachav B'Bayas. Kali L'Chayim Min Asade Kali L'Vehem Tachav Min HaBayas. So there is a machlokas harishonim. What are we talking about here? Normally we talk about the zman beers and shvius itself, right? That let's say in shvius the idea is v'haisasha basar tzlacham la'achla. You're supposed to eat the peros of shvius. You're just not allowed to dominate them. So you can't be knowing the minag balabayas. So I don't know, the cucumbers, making it up, and the cucumbers are going to be available through May. So a person can't have storehouses of the cucumbers through June in their house, because then you're no igminag balabayas. It has to be that there's zman beer when it's available to anybody. Right? Kol zman shechayo chalas besada. But Tosos doesn't learn that way here. So he says, perish bishana shminis. Now this is only talking about during the 8th year. Svichim are things that go and grow naturally. You don't necessarily plant them, but you're not allowed to harvest them. You're not allowed to do avodas hakarka, but they grew very naturally. So then you could, even if you're not allowed to do the normal avodas hakarka, right? They can. They should be eaten from. Svirle kemand amar sviche zvarim utarim. The Rabbi Kiva damar sviche zvarim asurim mikra tehein lo nizra v'lo nesofes tivuasenu. So according to that view, so this could only be during the 8th year where you'd actually be using these things for purposes of fuel, because during the 7th year, there would be an Isser Hana. Okay, so he says this Gemara is accommodating that view that Tzvichin would be Aser for purposes of fuel, because again, that's what we were talking about. Nenin v'sarfin b'tevin v'kashal shviyas, Tzvichin. So to accommodate that view, we would say that it's during the 8th year. So Amar Biva, my lashon Rivia, that's usually for Roveya and Nirba, it's a Maisabiya. Davar She Roveya Sakarka, Kadir Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Mitra, Baila, Da'arahu, Shenemar, Ki Kasher, Yevid, HaGeshem, Ve'ashelag, Min HaShamayim, this is the Haftarah for the Tainis Tzibor, Veshama, Lo Yashuv, Ki Yim Hirvoas, Ha'aretz, Ve'holida, Ve'hitzmicha. So again, it's a lashon of Holada and Be'ila, etc. Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Revia Rishona Kedesha Tered Bekarka Tefach. The Revia Rishona goes down into the Karka Tefach. Shnia Kedei Lagofba Pi Chavis. It makes the soil so moist that it could literally be something that would stop up a barrel. Amar Rav Chista Gesham Shiardu Kedei Lagofba Pi Chavis In Bashem Mishum Va'atzar. There's no klal associated with that. Amar Rav Chista Gesham Shiardu Kodem Va'atzar. Before this man of Kriyat Shema, in behem mishum, v'atzar bayi lo amar anela kodem v'atzar de orta. Aval kodem ve'atzer detzafer yesh ben mishum ve'atzer. There could still be a koala. Dem Rav Yehuda bar Yitzchak. Hani anane detzafra. If you have clouds very early in the morning, it's not going to help you in terms of rain. Leis bu mishash dechsev. Masa lecha Ephraim, masa lecha Yehuda. V'chas decha ka'anan boker. In other words, your chesed is nothing. Amalei Rav Papa Labayev Amri Inchi b'mafteyach. Early in the morning, when you turn the key to your house, b'vei mitra, bar chamara, moch sakcha v'gani. You could go back to sleep. You're going to have parnaset. You don't have to work so hard. So if you get up at the crack of dawn and you already see that the clouds are coming and the rains are coming, so go back to sleep. You know it's going to be a shnas bracha in terms of parnaset. So the Gemara says, lo kasha dekater be'eva dekater be'anani. So if you see really thick clouds that are building at that early hour, so that is Gishmei Bracha, but if it's thinner clouds, so then it could still be a Shnas Kuala. Amr of Yehuda, Tava L'Shasa, it's a good sign for the year, the Teves Ar Malasa, the Teves is a widow, meaning there are no rains. So those that say the opposite, Ika De Amre De Lo Bairi Tarbitzi, Vika De Amre De Lo Shakir Shutfana. So there are two different possibilities for that. Either it's good for Abatza Satora, because it means that the roads are going to be passable, people can get to Shiurim. And the other approach is based more on the agriculture. If there are no rains in Teves, so that will not destroy the crops. So, Ini v'am Rav Chista, Tava l'shasa the Teves menuva lasa. That menuva literally means that the roads are filled with mud. So, l'kasha da'asa mitra me'ikara, hadalo'asa mitra me'ikara. So the Yishuv in the Gemara is, if you haven't had rain until this point, you'd rather Teves be a minuvelas. If you have had rain, so then the rain should stop by Teves. Amr of Chista, Geshamim sheyardu al miktas medina, ve'al miktas medina lo yardu in ba mishum v'atzar. It's not a klal. Ini v'haksiv. You have a mefurash pasuk in Amos that says it's a klal. V'gam anochi manati mikemes ha-geshem bo'ot shosh chadash v'katzir. V'im tarti alir achas alir achas lo amtir. Chelka achas timat amr of Yehuda, Marav shtei on the klala, that they're both terrible, right? The city that didn't get any rain at all is going to have a rav, and the city that got a rain got a deluge, it got a flood. So lokasha dasa tuva dalasa kedim bibayle. So Ravashi dekanami dechsev timater tehe makom matar, that'll literally be flooded. Shmamina. I saw an article today in the newspaper, and I just saw the headline that apparently there's this major flood risk now in all of the United States. We didn't have enough issues. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yavao, Me'emasam Yivarchan al Gishamim. When do we say the bracha? The Gemara Brachos and Daf Nun Tes says that we make the Tov Ametiv and Gishami, She'itzi Chas and Likras Kala. So what does that mean when the weddings are? So Rashi explains that Chas and Likras Kala here means that the waters are so saturated that a droplet will come down and you know, feed into the ground, and the droplet will emerge from the ground because it's so saturated with water. So my mivarech amrav Yehuda marav modem anachem l'cha shem elokeinu kol tipa v'tipa. Right, I love this line. Sharat talanu that every little drop is a blessing. Rabbi Yochanan misayim b'hachi lufini malei shira chayam l'shenarina kamon galav v'chulei ad the gra adds in. V'yamlicho eshim chamalkeinu, which I like very much because that ties us back to Dav Beis, where you know the idea of the mafteach of the gishamim that it represents and reflects malchus shamayim, which I like very much. So the Gra adds in that lashon. So ayazavunu rachamach hashemakeinu lo azavunu barach rov haudos. So the Gemara says, Rov Hodos, is that really good? Rov Hodos, lo kol Hodos, Amar Rava, Ema, Kel Hodos. So maybe he changed a little bit. So Amar Rav Papa, as you would expect, Hilchach, Neminu, Letarvayu, Kel Hodos, Verov Hodos. So Rashi has such a beautiful idea here. He says, well, if Rov Hodos is not so good, why say it? It's not like, you know, in the Brachos and Daf Yid Aleph, and Brachos and Daf Samach, you're trying to figure out the Birchas HaTorah and Asher Yatzar. So, how does it help here? Or I should say, in Tess and Brachos. Nimir L'Tarvayu, if Rov Hodos is just the majority of the Hodos. So Rashi explains that no, Kel Hodos is a Giloy Milsan. What we mean when we say Rov Hodos. Rov Hodos doesn't mean, okay, we'll give him most praises, but not all praises. Obviously, we wouldn't do that. Because Rov Haudaos means from the language of Riboy Haudaos, not Rov as opposed to Kol, but the many, the Marbis Haudaos. Amr Bavo Gadol Yom Hagishamim Mitchias Hameisim, Dilu Tchias Hameisim LeTzadikim, but Gishamim Bein LeTzadikim Bein LeRishayim. Upliga de Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yosef, Mitoch Sheishkula Ketchias Hameisim Kivaua Betchias Hameisim. Okay, that's why we have Mashi Baruch Amar Ragashem right there, but that it's not any better. So Amr Rav Yehuda Gadol Yom Hagishamim Kiyom Sheyenesna Bo Torah Shenemar Yarov Kamat Ardechi. That's the Torah. So it's being nitla, it's being attached to the matar. So Rava Rami, I want to come back to that. Ksiv Yarov Kamatar Likhi Tidal Kizal Katalim Rasi. Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Kital, gentle like the dews, Vim Lav, right, then it should be Arfeu Kematar. You have to crack down on him. So Tani Haya Rabbi Buno, Omer Kol Osik Vitor Lishma, Toraso Nases Lo Samachayim Shenemar, It's Chayim Ilam Achazikim Ba. Ve Omer Rifus Tila Sharecha, Vanakim the Gargar Osecha, Ve Omer Kimbozi Matzachayim. It's like poison. Shenemar Yarov Kamatar Likhi Vein Arefa Lahariga Shenemar Ve'arfu Shamas Ha'egla Banachal. So Tosa says, I don't understand. Sam Hamaves, so you say, L'olam Yasok Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shalolishma Shemitoch Shalolishma Balishma. So Tosa says this about 15 different times in Shas. He has the same problem. And he gives the same answer in every single place. He says, there are two dinim of shalol lishma. One din of shalol lishma is that a person really, you know, he hasn't reached the level yet when he's Reb Chaim Valashin. We're all trying. So shalol lishma means that we're doing it for some other reason. And we can all continue to aspire to be a Reb Chaim Valashiner. But until we get there, we should continue to learn Torah. And maybe one day we will get there. So if a person is learning Torah and they have in the back of their mind, you know, maybe one day I'm going to be, prominent. So it would be better not to learn Torah with that in mind. We learn Torah to get close to Hashem. And, Hoves Hamalachos, Na'as HaRabanos. We're all working on it. So then Tosa says, this Gemara is not talking about that. When it means Shalol Lishma, it means a person's learning Torah Lakanter, because they only want to know the Torah for the sake of making problems. So they want to be able to, create terrifying, situations for Klal Yisrael. So the Jewish people suffered so much, especially in the Middle Ages, from the apostates. The Pablo Cristiani in Spain, Nicholas Donin is the one who led to the burning of the Talmud in France. So people who learn Torah and then want to turn it around to attack Klal Yisrael, so they're more dangerous to us. So that's what Tosus thinks is going on. Okay, so I just wanted to focus for a moment here in conclusion this seemingly strange line that Yom HaGishamim is shakul ketchias hamesim and kiyom shenis nado Torah, and even more than Torah, because minitla b'mi yarov kamatar likhi. So Torah isn't even. So what do we mean by that? How could it possibly be? You know, imlo brisi yom avalayla chuko shamayim varetz lo samdi. Geshem is not as important as Torah. And so what is the Gemara driving at? So I think the Gemara has something in mind. So if our Yesod from Daf Beis is correct, and especially Aliba the Gemara's Nusach on Vav Amid Beis about the special modem that we say Al Gishamim V'Yamlicho Hashem Chamakenu, I think the Gemara is only analyzing this from one perspective, which is in terms of Malchus Shamayim. So we know that Kabbalah Satorah was an immense, immense Giloy Shechina, Be'amureish ve'anan. And, you know, the kolos uvrakim, for sure. And there was a Kabbalah, smalcho shamayim, anochi Hashem elokecha asher otzei sicha. Okay. It was a one-time event in human history. Tchiyas ha-meisim, absolutely. Tchiyas ha-meisim is, as the pasuk was quoted earlier from Yechezkel and earlier in the Masechta, v'yadua ki ani Hashem befes tchiyas kivroseicha. Also, it hasn't happened yet. So I think Yom HaGeshamim, when the rains come, the entire world is looking to the rains for survival. So that is something that, like the Gemara says, Letzadikim ulerishayim, it's something that, again, unlike Tchiyas HaMesim, which hasn't happened yet, and unlike Matan Torah, which happened but just once, it's an ongoing reminder of Malchus Shamayim. So when people experience Geshamim, and maybe in a way that it's harder for us to experience, because even though at this point I think we all have internalized our sense of vulnerability, but generally speaking, you know, in agrarian societies, you never met any atheistic or agnostic agrarian society. Some of them were pagan. They were worshiping the wrong gods, but everybody knew there had to be a god, because you needed the rains. So anyway, I think that's what the Gemara means, is that there's an enormous sense of tulia, of dependency on the Melech Malchei Hamlachim for the rains. And, you know, that's what the Torah is talking about in Parshas Ekev, when it says in Mitzrayim, you know, they didn't have this because they had the Yor, so they were a godless society, and they didn't have any Yira, and Yiras Elokim Makom Hazeh. Whereas, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, Limtara Shamayim Tishtamayim, you're going to need HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time for purposes of the Geshamim. You're going to have that very pervasive sense of dependency on Geshamim. Okay, let me stop here.